Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
College football, my least favorite sport on the planet as time goes on. It's not.
Jeez. I'm just like,
I just
Drew's about to fight. Drew's about to run in here and fight you for that comment.
I'm doing that sarcastically, but every day they do something in the most oligarch nonsense. We're the Kings. So today,
this makes some sense, though.
They are expected to, it doesn't to me, they are expected to put rules in place that will seed the playoffs based off the ranking, not based on being a conference champion. They know it's a bad look, so they will still give teams like Boise State the amount of cash they would receive for being a conference champion. They'd just be rated lower. So like the general consensus is everyone got mad that Boise State got a bye. And as a result of that, they want it to go to teams that aren't conference champions or just rated higher. Here's the reason why I hate it, and then I'll hear you out. It once again just favors like the same eight schools. They cater. Oh, please, Texas. Oh, Alabama. We'll do anything to make you, our overlords, happy. Yes, SEC. Anything you want. And they can't possibly do anything to benefit one other college football program that isn't the King 10. And I just kind of hate that a sport caters to everyone versus look for some ways to allow other teams to have success or to benefit off of that success or get a bye occasionally or get to host a home game. Boise State, off of those rankings, wouldn't even have hosted a game in Boise last year and won their conference.
Correct. Yeah, this change, we all kind of knew it was likely to happen the minute Boise State was hosting a college football playoff game in the first year of the expanded
they
playoff.
They didn't host it, though.
Or not host it, but have the bye, I'm sorry. Having a bye, which is what we're talking about, the bye, sorry. And the minute that happened, people freaked out. And by people, it's the SEC and the Big Ten in particular.
Yeah, and their fan bases.
They wanted that. The compromise with this is that there still would give the non-Power 5 the $8 million or their conference the $8 million for being one of the top ranked automatic conference champions. You just are no longer going to get the bye. Here's why I'm not as upset about it as I would have been like 10 years ago. Because, Cody, we just know at this point, man, everything with the college football playoff, every tweak is to benefit the Power Four conferences. Like this has happened so many times. This one almost seems like a small thing. But we know that the future of college football is always, and is as it already has been doing, going to be catered specifically the SEC and Big Ten, but we'll call it the Power Four for now. Eventually, it might only be two conferences, that whole thing.
Let's hope
super
not.
Conferences. I hope not, but I still think we're getting there one day. So I'm not surprised by it. It's why I'm not as upset by it. This is the compromise that these other schools and conferences agreed to is, all right, we'll still give you the same money, but yeah, you if you're ranked eighth in our college football committee, then you're getting the eight spot, basically. You're not getting the four spot.
Yeah, I don't like it. Well, why can't small schools get a benefit?
We're
making it possible for like a Cinderella run is not even possible in college football. And it was already a long shot anyway, Drew, but now it's just zeroed.
Yeah, but I in fairness, I think that all the conference champions lost. And all the other teams that got byes lost.
Yeah, one year sample size and we're just let's tear it up?
I understand, but I think that for a school like Boise, because last year they got the bye, they never hosted a game. It wouldn't have mattered. And Boise State put themselves in a position where they could have hosted a game if they'd have been ranked a little bit differently. I think the final college football playoff standings put IU over Boise State, which, I mean...
Yeah, even without a bye, Boise State was not going to be ranked in the spot to go host a game.
I think last year was an outlier because last year Boise State was good enough to be in that conversation inside the top 10. I don't think we're ever going to see at least for this year. It's a long shot for there to be any group of five team that is in the top 10 period anyway. So they wouldn't be getting, they wouldn't be deserving of hosting a game anyway.
You're saying in most years, the group of five school or whatever we want to call it these
so
days.
So much further down that you don't even
Boise
deserve
Boise State
to be
was stacked last year. We obviously know they had one of the top picks in the draft.
They were inside the top 10 on a regular basis.
But just in case there is a team good enough, you don't get to get in either. Do you see the problem there?
No, you're going to get in. You just don't get the bye is what they're saying.
And I think, there's a chance that they host a game. I think if you're Boise State, I would have rather not had the bye and hosted a playoff game than
you said that at the time. I remember you did say that.
And I think that for it would be better for Boise State to have that. Now for Ohio State, it doesn't matter, but this, it works because I think it provides the quote unquote fairest matchups where, hey, Boise State has a better shot to win a game against Indiana than they do against Penn State because of just the way that college football is. Like last year, it was Ohio State and it was Oregon last year as like the cream of the crop, and then it was everybody else. Boise State, I think if you're Boise State, would you rather win a playoff game and then lose in the same round that you would have been in or get a bye? I would have rather them win if I'm Boise State, I'd rather win a playoff game, whether it's on the road or not.
This is the whole problem. This is the whole slippery slope part of it that like, even like Binkley or other people talked about. Well, then at that point, then just get Boise State out, because the truth is Alabama's got a better chance to win that game than Boise State. So like, why
did Alabama didn't deserve to be in?
No. That's the
problem. Boise State was a top 10 team throughout the country last year. Alabama,
but they won
their
conference. So in my opinion, they deserved the spot that they got.
I know.
The deserving thing just comes in like when they feel like doing it. Do you understand? Like, it's just like, oh, when we feel like it, and then we're just like letting people make decisions on where they deserve to be seated, because no matter what, and this happens all the time with these power conferences, Georgia could have four losses and they have a better chance to win based on what you said. So let's just move them up the rankings, right? Let's give them the home game instead. Let's let them play there because they're better than Boise State, even though Boise State won more games or did these other things. Like, they'll always do these things. Like, my problem is, and this is where I like the NCAA college basketball tournament typically more, although this year's not a good example of it.
I
like there to at least be a chance. They're making it like the onside kick for college football, where they're making it so hard for anyone outside the little elite club to be a part of it that it's almost impossible for them to ever have a run.
I just think that if you want them to have a chance at winning a game or winning the whole thing, because I can tell you right now, Boise State's never winning a national title in college football.
It's never happening,
which sucks. Yeah. And I agree just as much as you, Cody. It is a bummer that it's going to be that way, but it's just never going. Kansas State is probably never winning a national title in college football. Sorry to the K-State fans. It's probably never happening. But that doesn't mean that they can't make a run.
At Drew B. Nix on Twitter. At Drew B. Nix on Twitter.
Yeah,
direct those tweets to him.
But that doesn't mean that K-State can't host a playoff game, win a playoff game, show off for the campus, attract more recruits because of that.
Yeah, and Cody, you like the look of the college football playoff national championship trophy, as we discovered. Cody really loves it.
I ruined that for Drew.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.